Today we are going to talk about an organization that has brought about a religious revolution across the entire world. It is such a revolution that is a life-changing experience. Yes, those people who were away and distant from the religion, alhamdulillah, today they have become religious. Those who used to miss salah are offering salah regularly. Those disobedient to parents are becoming obedient. In fact, thousands of non-Muslims are becoming Muslims. It is such an organization that instilled such manners and such respect in minds that as soon as people become associated with this organization, they begin to love the holy men of Allah Almighty. They begin to love righteous people. And the greatest thing is that the lamp of love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam becomes illuminated in their hearts. Eyes begin to moisten with love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The heart becomes filled with the fear of the Lord. A person begins to care about his hereafter. And along with that, he also cares for people of other communities. And he becomes such a Muslim who is mindful of the rights of people. Certainly, you would want to know which organization it is that has impacted people's lives on such a large scale. Yes, that organization is none other than our Dawat-e-Islami. Approximately 44 or 45 years ago from today, in 1981, this organization was founded, and within 44 or 45 years, this message has reached every corner of the world. You will be pleased to know that this message has reached more than 150 countries, and millions upon millions of the devotees of the Prophet, yes, tens of millions of the devotees of the Prophet, are associated with this lovely organization and alhamdulillah are benefiting from it. This organization was founded by Amir Ahli Sunnat, the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, approximately 44 or 45 years ago, along with a few of his companions, and very soon this message has spread across the entire world. In the beginning, the work of Dawat-e-Islami started through congregations and durs and speeches. Regional congregations continued, then after that at the city level, provincial level, national level, and then a time came when international congregations began, and you will be pleased to know that within Pakistan and abroad, more than 600,000 devotees of the Prophet participate in the weekly congregation of Dawat-e-Islami every week. These congregations are being held at thousands of locations around the world. Dawat-e-Islami has a beautiful Madani aim, a beautiful slogan, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. To convey the message to the whole world, a system of kafilas was created, and subhanallah, these kafilas have performed wonders. If I talk only about 2025, in this single year, alhamdulillah, the number of those who traveled in kafilas is approximately 1 million. Yes, 1 million devotees of the Prophet traveled in kafilas even in today's busy era. Dear viewers, for character building, Dawat-e-Islami has a department through which various short courses are conducted. There are short courses as well as long courses. We call this department the Madani Courses Department. And you will be pleased to know that only in 2025, to learn various Shara'i rulings and to improve character, more than 21,000 courses were conducted on different topics. And in this same year, 2025, the number of those who attended the courses is more than 400,000. To spread the light of religious knowledge, Dawat-e-Islami established a department called Jamiatul Madina, and subhanallah, this Jamiatul Madina has performed wonders. At present, within Pakistan and abroad, Dawat-e-Islami has more than 1,500 Jamiatul Madina. And at this time, more than 128,000 students, Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters, are acquiring religious knowledge free of charge, without any fee, completing Dars-e-Nizami and becoming scholars. And you will be pleased to know that in this department of Dawat-e-Islami, the number of those who have completed Faizan-e-Shariat course and Dars-e-Nizami has now reached more or less 41,500. Yes, Dawat-e-Islami has provided thousands of scholars to the Ummah. And among these thousands of students who are studying, a large number are those whose accommodation, food and drinks, residence, all of this is the responsibility of Jamiatul Madina. And no fee is being charged from them either. To spread the light of the Holy Quran, Dawat-e-Islami established a department called Madrasatul Madina. At present, within Pakistan and abroad, Dawat-e-Islami has approximately 19,900 Madarisul Madina established. Yes, among these, there are short-time Madarisul Madina and full-time Madarisul Madina as well. And altogether, approximately 19,900 Madaris are present. And how many students are there in these? More than 441,000. Yes, more than 441,000 students are studying. And these approximately 441,000 students are also studying the Holy Quran without any fee. Alhamdulillah. By the blessing of this department of Dawat-e-Islami, the number of male and female students who have completed Hifz and Nazra is more than 727,000. Dear viewers, some people say that they want to study the Quran, they want to learn the religion, but there is no time to go to a madrasa. Allahu Akbar, Dawat-e-Islami removed this excuse of theirs and created an online madrasa in a way. Yes, such an institute was established whose example is perhaps not found in the world. The name of this department is Faizan Online Academy. And the excellence is that students of Faizan Online Academy are studying in nearly 90 countries, and their number is close to approximately 27,000, and more than 64,000 students have completed these online courses. More than 40 courses are available in it. An educational board was formally approved for Dawat-e-Islami by the federal government. Its name is Kanzul Madaris Board. Along with all the jamiat and madaris of Dawat-e-Islami, Alhamdulillah, thousands of Hanfi and Shafi jamiat and religious madaris of the devotees of the Prophet from around the world are also continuing to get affiliated with it. A syllabus is prepared, planning is done, and how training is to be carried out within madaris, within jamiat, and how scholars are to be provided in the future. On all these matters, Alhamdulillah, Kanzul Madaris Board continues to carry out its work in an excellent manner with its expert scholars. Certainly, a need is felt that there should also be such a schooling system where religious education is provided and academic education is also provided. Alhamdulillah. To cover this gap, Dawat-e-Islami established a department called Darul Madina Islamic School. Subhanallah. The education system of Darul Madina was developed, whose sub-branches and sub-departments were formed, in which Faizan Islamic School is also included, Darul Madina School is also included, and along with this, Faizan Weekend Islamic School was also established. Remember that Darul Madina has schools, and along with this, there are colleges as well. And now, mashallah, after approval from the federal government, Darul Madina University has also been established in Islamabad. This entire network of Darul Madina, mashallah, has reached 299 branches in total within Pakistan and abroad, and more than 54,000 students are studying in it. Alhamdulillah. Dawat-e-Islami established a department called Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnat, and subhanallah, at present, approximately 22 branches of this department have been established in Pakistan. And subhanallah, not only verbal fatwa are given, people also come in person and ask questions directly from the Mufti Sahab, and telephone service is also available. It is the digital era, so there is also the facility of asking questions on WhatsApp, and questions can also be asked via email. The Muftis of Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnat also appear on social media and Madani channel to answer people's questions. A website of Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnat has been created. An application has been developed. Alhamdulillah. Approximately 25,000 questions are being answered every month, and so far hundreds of thousands of questions have already been answered. And this service is also completely free, as we are discussing Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnat. So, subhanallah. Another branch of Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnat, another department was established called Islamic Economics Center. Subhanallah, an Islamic Economics Forum was formed. Such an institution was formed through which the business community is addressed. Business people have a lot of questions in their minds. They want to form a new partnership, start a new business. There is a deal about which it is not known whether it is permissible according to Sharia or not. A department in which, with regard to business and finance, expert scholars are being prepared who go to different institutes, chambers of commerce, and many other places, and through their presentations, explain to the Ummah, teach traders how to earn halal sustenance and how to address every new incoming challenge. And subhanallah, this department has also announced that no matter where you are in the world, if you want to get your business scanned by Sharia, if you want to ask your business related questions, our scholars and muftis are present. To contact this department of Dawat-e-Islami, you will be seeing numbers, email address and details on the screen. They also have a website. Visit it, your faith will be refreshed. It is mentioned in the blessed hadith that whoever builds a masjid for Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty builds a house for him in paradise. Many amongst us may have houses in this world. The question is, have we built a house in paradise? Let us also build masajid together with Dawat-e-Islami's department, Khuddam al-Masajid wal-Madaris al-Madina. This department has accomplished something remarkable. So far, more than 7,000 masajid have been built within Pakistan and abroad under Dawat-e-Islami's department, and they continue to be built. We never thought that a channel would come which, when people watch it, they begin to reform themselves. Yes, such a channel that by watching it, those who did not offer salah became regular salah performers. Those disobedient to their parents became obedient, and so much changed. Yes, this was accomplished by Dawat-e-Islami's channel, Madani channel, on approximately 6 satellites. From an Islamic point of view, it is the world's largest channel in terms of viewership. Alhamdulillah. There is the Urdu Madani channel, then the English Madani channel in the Bangla language, and then Madani channel clips are dubbed in many languages and delivered to devotees of the Messenger all over the world. When the need was felt for a children's channel, broadcasts for kids were started within this Madani channel, and that too achieved excellence. When small children began explaining matters to children of their own age, changes began to appear within homes. Viewers' children's minds were being spoiled through cartoons. Madani channel's department, Kids Madani channel, developed such a cartoon that has accomplished accomplished something remarkable worldwide. You will be surprised to know that when we look at Kids Madani Channel cartoons on social media, such as Ghulam Rasool, Kaniz Fatima, and similar series, they receive 60 million views. That is, approximately 6 to 7 crore devotees of the messenger are watching these cartoons. And when these are dubbed into different languages, it becomes even more impactful. Children from various countries are watching them and learning from them. And Subhanallah. Now, even various airlines and schools of different countries have started taking these cartoons from us and including them in their curricula or in their airline transmissions. Dawat-e-Islami's Madani Channel has not left the elderly alone either. Madani Channel for the elderly has been established and special transmissions have been prepared for it so that training can be arranged for them at timings that are convenient for the elderly. So, Alhamdulillah, Madani Channel for Elderly People is also spreading its blessings. Alhamdulillah, the social media presence that Dawat-e-Islami has today. Which social media platform is there where we do not have our accounts? Whether it is YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, X, TikTok, and many other platforms, Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami has various accounts there and channels are present. And you will be pleased to know that this department is progressing so rapidly that at present there are close to about 70 million followers and subscribers. There is also a department through which the religion is being served via IT. And Subhanallah, in this field, Dawat-e-Islami has developed approximately 87 websites. More than 100 IT professionals are working in Dawat-e-Islami's IT department. Around 55 applications have been developed, Alhamdulillah. All of these applications are almost entirely developed in-house. And there are around 87 websites and our main website is dawatislami.net. If you have not visited it yet, do visit it. We have reports that every month devotees of the Holy Prophet visit dawatislami.net from nearly 200 countries and their number is in the hundreds of thousands. Thousands of downloads are taking place. Viewers, now let's talk about the Department of Dawat-e-Islami, FGRF. Actually, Dawat-e-Islami has been serving the grief-stricken Ummah for many years. But during the COVID era in 2019, when COVID struck and shook the world, we felt that there should be a proper organized department for relief. From there, this work began, and in almost 6 years, this department has achieved remarkable results. If we start from the COVID time, during that time, aid reached millions of Muslims in the form of cooked meals, rations, and other assistance. Later, when floods occurred in Pakistan or earthquakes in Turkey and Syria, wherever there was a major disaster in the world and Muslims were in distress, FGRF was there. Alhamdulillah. Due to Dawat-e-Islami's global footprint, it was very easy for us to reach them. The total number of blood bags donated to children suffering from thalassemia has reached approximately 86,000. And remember, a single blood bag helps two suffering Muslims. So roughly over 172,000 lives of devotees of the Holy Prophet have been aided through this effort. For several months, aid has been provided inside Palestine. And for emigrants who have left Palestine, assistance is being provided in Jordan and Egypt. And now, Alhamdulillah, FGRF officials are present in Palestine, excellently serving the people. Let us show you some glimpses. We have arrived in Palestine.
FGRF Global Relief Foundation, we serve humanity, we serve humanity.
Alhamdulillah. So far through this department, millions and millions of Muslims have been helped and this aid continues. But FGRF is not only working on disasters. Regarding medical facilities, Madani clinics and Madani healthcare centers have been established at various locations in Pakistan. And a mobile Madani healthcare unit has been established to provide easy treatment to suffering Muslims. Furthermore, Alhamdulillah, this department of Dawat-e-Islami also works on the environment. To address the climatic changes in our country, approximately 3.5 million trees have been planted so far. And this effort is ongoing. This department is also working on the rehabilitation of suffering Muslim children who are differently abled, not only in Karachi, but branches have also been established in Faisalabad, Lahore, and now Sialkot, where whenever we visit, tears of happiness can be seen in the parents' eyes, and the lives of the children are being transformed. We have a department, the Skill Enhancement Program. Various devotees of the Holy Prophet are being trained in various courses, provided jobs in different companies, and are living life in accordance with the times. They are also being taught different languages. Viewers, speaking of FGRF, another remarkable project, a state-of-the-art Madani home, is being built in Karachi, which we call an orphanage. It is a magnificent ground plus 7-floor building, and finishing work has now begun. By the will of Allah Almighty, with a cost of hundreds of millions of rupees, this will be such a Madani home that people will give it as an example. Inshallah, there will be an education system for grief-stricken orphans and abandoned children, as well as accommodation. They will be cared for just like our own children. Later, branches of this home will also be established in other parts of the country and abroad. You have heard about such a vast work of Dawat-e-Islami. To carry out such huge work, there are hundreds of thousands of Islamic brothers and sisters who are voluntarily working. However, some departments require employees to be hired so that a proper system can be established. As of January 2026, there are approximately 43,000 employees in Pakistan, and their salaries total around 1.2 billion rupees. However, Dawat-e-Islami has around 12,000 employees abroad. Their salaries also amount to approximately 1.25 billion rupees per month. So, viewers, altogether, this comes to around 2.5 billion rupees per month. Just calculate that for 12 months, and of course, bonuses are also given. So, roughly 30 to 32 billion rupees are spent annually by Dawat-e-Islami on salaries alone, and that's excluding other expenses. All of this has become possible because of your donations. We thank everyone who has donated so far. You have seen a few glimpses of how beautifully Dawat-e-Islami is utilizing your donations. I hope this support continues and continues to grow even further. Don't view Dawat-e-Islami from afar. Join Dawat-e-Islami and become a companion in this great caravan of Islam. Let's together spread the message of Allah Almighty and His Messenger across the world, because the intention or purpose is as follows. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Long live Dawat-e-Islami.
Love the Prophet, it's all.